This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1580. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded September 1st, DX and Station news about Albania, Asia, Australia, Austria, Bahamas, Bulgaria, Canada, China, Eritrea, Germany, India, Italy, Japan, Libya, Malaysia, Nigeria, Philippines, Portugal, Russia, Sudan, Tajikistan, USA, and the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer. Radio Tirana, Albania, now appears to be completely off the air. As we mentioned before, one of the two old transmitters at the Shijak site had been down since the end of July, meaning that some of the English broadcasts to North America at 1430 on 13625 and at 2000 Monday through Saturday on 13735 had been missing during August, but most of the evening broadcasts were still being heard on 7425. However, as of August 26th, I was not hearing those either at 0230 or 0330. Wolfgang Büschel was also noting he was not hearing any shortwave transmissions from Radio Tirana during the previous day. Information about exactly what the problem is has not been forthcoming. However, as I said, the transmitters are old and there may have been some technical breakdown. We can only hope that they will have the resources and the desire to get them back in service. However, there are still ways to hear Radio Tirana. Christer Brunström in Sweden tells us that on August 27th he heard the German broadcast at 18 UT on 6005, apparently a relay from the low-power station in Kahl, Germany, now called Classic Broadcast. I think they're the same people who set up the little-known unofficial webcasts of Radio Tirana, so I checked that out. It is radiotirana.funkhaus.com. funkhaus.info:8000/. This webcast appears to be running all the time, but much of the time it's silent or not carrying English. We checked at 1845 UT on a weekday, and the Turkish broadcast was on, but not English. At the same time as English, they are doing some medium wave broadcasts, including Turkish, at that time. Furthermore, we checked the next day at 1430 UT, hoping the English broadcast would be on the web, if not on shortwave. But then, too, it was replaced by Albanian. And instead of English at 20, there was Serbian at 2015. And after 2030, although it kept running, there was nothing at all afternoon and evening here past 0400 on the webcast of Radio Tirana. However, once again, Harry Brooks in Northeast England says, Radio Tirana's English broadcasts are available via podcasts made by Radio 700 in Germany. Although not all of them appear, some of them are silent and some of them contain only interval signal. But you can check them out at www.radio700.info/podcasts/en/al/tirana/tirana.php. Radio Free Asia, it seems, has a new QSL card design just about every month. That's to encourage, of course, more and more reception reporting and contact with listeners. News about the September design has just arrived from A.J. Janacek of RFA via Prithviraj Purkashta in Assam, India. He says the 39th QSL card, or the fourth one commemorating this year as their 15th anniversary, has the Dalai Lama as the subject of the card. He was also the subject of RFA's very first QSL card in 1996. Of course, this is sure to offend China and the Chinese controlling Tibet. You can report via their website if you like. More information about their 15th anniversary, www.rfa15.org, or email to qsl@rfa.org. About Radio Simban 2368.5, the Greek ethnic station in New South Wales, In September, Australian DX News, John O'Wright says they've cut back their hours, signing off at 1200 UT each day. It's a few minutes after, actually, as monitored in California by Ron Howard. On August 22nd, they went off at 12:02, still on a reduced schedule, and reported until 12:03 on August 29th. He says the signal improved from earlier in the month, not too bad for 500 watts. And he's also received a QSL card from the manager for Radio Simban, John O'Wright. Ron Howard says, very pleased to receive a full data QSL, an Australian native birds postcard also indicating the site is Leppington near Sydney with 500 watts at present. It took 8 days in the mail. In Oklahoma, I've yet to hear this one, just too much noise and too little power. However, it does make it to the East Coast. Scott Barber reports it from New Hampshire. August 30th at 0935 to 1006 on 2368.49 in Greek with an announcement. It was fading in by the top of the hour 1000. He says it was poor in exalted carrier upper sideband, but there was enough signal for it to lock onto. For the past couple of years, Radio Austria International has had just a tiny bit of English on shortwave, actually relaying a three-minute newscast intended for domestic listeners in Austria. It's been at 0608 UT weekdays on 6155. However, in World DX Club contact, Mike Bearclough in England says that's no longer being heard. Checked August 22nd. They used to have another 3 minutes in French, but on that date it was all in German until sign-off at 0615. I'm hoping that that may have just been on an August holiday and might come back. We shall see. 50 kilowatt KXEL 1540 in Iowa was off the air for a couple of nights, August 25th and 26th, due to problems caused a couple of months earlier in July, which had consequences later on. This led to a feeding frenzy among medium wave DXers in much of North America, the frequency no longer being blocked by the big signal from Waterloo. One of the prime targets, the Bahamas, ZNS on 1540. Unfortunately, it normally has a directional pattern away from North America, so it's hard to hear interference or not. But this was about the time that Hurricane Irene was coming through, so it was also of interest to try to pick them up. Most DXers in the U.S. had to settle for some other 1540 stations, but Terry Kruger in Florida told us on August 25th he could hear it, not unusual there in Clearwater, at midnight 40 UT, with alternating Hurricane Irene advisories and Bahamian vocals. He says not nearly the extended 50 kilowatt day pattern signal of more recent past hurricanes after the repairs. I suspect they never bumped it up for whatever reason. Could it be their equipment is crumbling already or they're unwilling to pay for the power bill? The powers that be in Bulgaria must have heard or read what I mentioned last week, that they were running long periods of dead air open carrier before their broadcast at 0530 UT in German on 11600, and I was wondering why they were wasting so many watts. Because on August 31st, when I checked at 0523, there was still no signal, and in fact they didn't turn it on until just 40 seconds before 0530. Should one wish to hear one of the few remaining English broadcasts from Radio Canada Immigration, the one at 1800 UT I found coming in surprisingly well on 17810. I assumed it was surely from Sackville, but checking the listings, it was really southward from Skelton, UK. Ron Hart in California says Aussie Radio in Australia has not returned to 5050 yet, so I've been enjoying Beibu Bay Radio, BBR from China, on the same frequency. August 30th at 1300, still in the clear with time pips, Chinese time check, and then multi-language IDs, including FM 96.4 Beibu Bay Radio in English, and then in Chinese and in Vietnamese. Scott Barber in New Hampshire reports the fifth network of China National Radio on 5925. August 30th, before and after 1100 UT with man and woman announcers alternating talk. One of them broke into song, music bridges, and remote reports. Port Affair reception. This is a rather obscure network. According to WRTH, it's called Zhonghua News Radio. It's also on a few other commonly heard shortwave frequencies, such as the far out of band 7620. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania reports Voice of the Broad Masses of Eritrea. August 24th at 0323 to 330 on 30 hertz above 9830. Vernacular talk, Horn of Africa music, weak but readable in parallel to 7175 with ham interference. Then, six nights later, on August 30th, he reports at 30 hertz above 9710. At about the same time, 0320 to 0335, again with vernacular and Horn of Africa music. Fair level, but very weak modulation. And parallel 10 hertz below 7175. In the shortwave Yahoo group, Giovanni Lorenzi reports in Italian about the end of Deutsche Welle transmissions on shortwave to Europe. DWS told me that at the end of summertime, they will terminate their transmissions on shortwave for Europe. This will also mean, for me and many others, the end of monitoring reports after 30 years. A shame. In Hardcore DX, Vladimir Kovalenko in Tomsk, Russia, reports All India Radio on 5015. August 31st at 1330, a very good signal. First time, he says, I've heard it on what had been the frequency of Turkmenistan. Wolfgang Büschel did some research and found that several years ago in the B06 season, according to DX India, 5015 was in use by the Kingsway site near New Delhi of All India Radio. So maybe they've decided to return, or maybe it's just a mistake. Thanks to our intrepid group of monitors, the new mystery transmission in Arabic from IRRS via Romania, Fridays only at 14 to 1415 UT on 11910 that I mentioned last week, has been identified. Kai Ludwig in Germany monitored it and noted that a website was given, ArabWomanToday.com. It's in Arabic, but Andy Lavendale in Italy got Google to translate some of it. It's from the Arab Women's Day Service in Amman, Jordan, supported by the Jordan Baptist Convention. Another IRRS broadcast is at 13 to 14 UT on 15610. It's supposed to carry Brother Scare, but that doesn't always happen. Earlier in August, I was hearing other talk programming from a public radio station in California, and that occurred again on August 30th. During much of the hour, there was a discussion of California's three strikes law, but I wasn't sure from which station. It so happened that Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania was listening to exactly the same broadcast, and he heard the program name given as Forum. That means it was from KQED, the excellent public radio station in San Francisco. And in fact, I found an archive of that exact program about the three-strike law. But the next day, it was back to Brother Scare during that hour on 15610. Apparently, it's either a mistake, or if the feed from Walterboro is interrupted, they default to some fill programming on hand. I recommend listening to Radio Japan's service in Japanese for lots of interesting music and a wide variety. August 31st at 1815 to 1830, the relay via Germany on 15445 was playing some novelty tunes from the post-war era, including Tokyo Shoeshine Boy. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1580. Consult our website for a lot more information, worldofradio.org. Look for the archive of DX Listening Digests. Our thanks this week for financial support from Kent D. Murphy in West Virginia, who sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. One may also contribute via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Here's an update on broadcasting in Libya from Tarek Zeidan in Egypt as of August 26th. Medium wave 1053 kilohertz had been reactivated thanks to tips from Patrick Robich and Mauno Ridula, who heard them in Arabic August 25th around 0130. On the 26th, he noticed them signing on at 1800 with the audio stream of Radio Libya, formerly known as Libya Al-Hura, Free Libya in English. This is operated by the Al Jazeera network from Qatar. They changed the name of the network to Libya TV instead of Libya Al-Hura. This is the second medium wave frequency carrying audio stream of a TV network. 1125 was carrying the audio stream of Al Jazeera television. He says the other medium wave frequencies, which used to be operated by Gaddafi's regime, were all silent, 972, 1251, and 711. But I noticed the website of Voice of Africa, www.voiceofafrica.com.ly, was still on but supporting the rebels, now mainly using reports of Al Jazeera. I noticed that there was still a link, but it didn't work, on the site to www.alqaddafi.org. I wonder why. Reporting to the shortwave Yahoo group, Roberto Palinello in Italy says on August 27th at 2310, he heard Tripoli in Arabic on 1449 kilohertz insulting Gaddafi. Ron Howard notes that Malaysia seems to have made some programming changes as far as the network sources on its shortwave frequency 6050.02 variable. Before 14UT, it's Asyik FM. After 1400, it had been Radio Sawara Islam. However, on August 31st, they were carrying a different program, Salam FM, reciting from the Quran. Not clear if that's a permanent change or maybe just because of the end of Ramadan. It had been weeks since I was able to hear the voice of Nigeria, 15120. I check almost every night around 0500 for the English broadcast, but usually all I get is the Chinese radio war. But August 25th at 0445 already, there was an 18 over 9 carrier with hum and buzz, weak tones on and off, and a mix of music underneath. That was probably still China. And then I heard some drumming. It was undermodulated, but at 0448 an ID as the voice of Nigeria in Lagos. It would have been very good reception if not for the self-inflicted wounds of undermodulation and hum. Then there was a program summary before 0500. The Chinese time signal underneath, and Voice of Nigeria continued in English, maybe with news, at 0501. The next night, it was gone again, back to the Chinese radio war, so it pays to keep checking for such unusual openings, or does it have something to do with VON's own irregular transmissions? Ron Howard reports on the Philippines, 15190. Radio Pilipinas was carrying a simulcast of DZRM, Radio Magazine, medium wave 1278, signing on August 31st at 1731. This happens on Wednesdays only in Tagalog, but with many words in English, a program about the crisis of repatriating overseas Filipino workers from Syria and Libya. There was a phone hotline and email contacts in Damascus, Syria, given, and many IDs as 1278, DZRM Radio Magazine. Fair reception. He says, an interesting show. It's infinitely easier to hear this than the rare outlet on 6170.3, which is often covered now by New Zealand. There had been a protest campaign among Portuguese-speaking listeners against RDP International canceling its shortwave broadcasts. However, Media Network Blog has this report August 31st from TVI24. The chairman of the board of Rádio Televisão de Portugal, RTP, Guilherme Costa, said the company has every reason to suspend shortwave. Mr. Costa, quoted by the Lusa News Agency, said such a platform is obsolete from the technical point of view, is generally poor quality in terms of reception, and is expensive. and discussions about shortwave began within the organization over 2 years ago. He said that RDP had received 190 messages on the suspension of shortwave. More than half came via email from people who can listen to broadcasts on the Internet. RTP announced in May it would temporarily suspend shortwave from 1 June, citing the low number of listeners and the need to reduce costs. Most of the time, the frequency 11500 around 1230 UT is just an open carrier, perhaps with some hum. However, August 30th at 1233, there was actual modulation in American English. It proved to be the voice of Russia, with a program called In Between. This is scheduled as a relay via Tajikistan, directed to South Asia. So congratulations to the Tajiks for turning up the volume for a change. However, about an hour later, it was back to open carrier. And the following day, it was only open carrier to be heard, instead of Voice of Russia in English as scheduled. There's another problem with their broadcast in Pashto, scheduled at 12 to 14 UT, on 15510. We often hear a carrier there before 1300, such as August 31st, but no modulation or very little audible. However, on this date, they did start modulating at 1300 halfway into the two-hour broadcast. This one has a site listed as Samara within Russia itself. Radio Dabanga, one of the many surrogate services for Sudan, is easily heard here at 0430 UT on 13620 and 13730 during the first half hour. They're both via Madagascar, so aimed back more or less toward us, far beyond Sudan. 13620 has continuous tone jamming of 1,000 hertz, but 13730 remains in the clear. You can frequently hear very happy-sounding jingle IDs singing out Radio Dabanga. There is more to this station, and it's not happy, according to items on the Media Network blog. A Reuters report is in the August 28th edition that the president, Omar Hassan al-Bashir, ordered the release of all Sudanese journalists, saying Khartoum respects responsible freedom of expression. There was a decision to free about six journalists as a part of Ramadan. Authorities accused the journalists, most of whom employed by the Netherlands-registered Radio Dabanga, of working for rebels in Darfur and for the International Criminal Court, which is seeking the arrest of Bashir on charges of war crimes and genocide. He rejects the charges. Some 13 staff at Dabanga and pro-democracy group HAND were arrested last year. However, a follow-up 2 days later from Reporters Without Borders says they welcome Bashir's announcement that he intends to free all the journalists, but only one of them, someone working for an Arabic language newspaper, had been freed. An employee of Radio Dabanga and six of the station's other employees who had been detained since last October were not freed. The detained Radio Dabanga employees are accused of divulging state secrets, undermining the constitutional system, calling for resistance, and inciting sedition under several articles of the criminal code and communications law, one of which carries the death penalty. It seems so long ago now, but remember that earthquake in eastern USA? It was August 23rd, and here's our shortwave radio angle. According to a report in DCRTV.com by Dave Hughes, which keeps up with all the media developments around Washington, D.C., VOA was evacuated after the quake. With reports of some major cracks in the old building, a small staff re-entered to continue programming, but all were told to evacuate and go to house music until 5 a.m. the next morning. No newscasts. That was the Cohen building, but it was declared safe and reopened for business. Actually, earlier than that, at 5:15 Tuesday afternoon. House music was not used, according to this update. The automated VOA music mix network that includes IDs, imaging, and branding was used on all program sources in lieu of regular programming, regardless of language. The wrath of God in the form of Hurricane Irene bore down on WTJC in North Carolina. Yes, it made landfall right next to that shortwave station, causing it to go off the air, but only for a couple of days before it came back. The much greater shortwave site at Greenville of IBB, Voice of America, Radio Marti, was also off the air for about 2 days. The rain was so heavy for a while that it was unsafe to try to reset a circuit breaker for their main power source. And then there was quite a mess, which eventually was sufficiently cleaned up to get them back on the air in full power by about 1 day later and broadcasting their full schedule. Here's an item about what used to be called Commando Solo from the Fayetteville Observer, 27 August, via KimAndrewElliott.com. The 8th Military Information Support Group Airborne was activated at Fort Bragg. Colonel Brian Kavanaugh uncased the colors of the group as part of a reorganization of all active duty Army Psychological Operations Forces. The ceremony was held on Meadows Field at the U.S. Army Special Operations Command headquarters. Military Information Support Operations includes influencing foreign opinion on the battlefield and in disaster areas through print and broadcast. The 8th group will have about 1,070 soldiers. It will assume responsibility for the 1st, 5th, and 9th Military Information Support Battalions. The 1st Battalion will operate in Latin America, the 5th in the Pacific, and the 9th is in charge of all tactical operations for military information support operations worldwide. Since August 24th, I've been hearing Family Radio on a new frequency, 15750, in English until 13UT, of no particular interest, except it's not on any of the schedules. So we're wondering what the transmitter site is. It certainly is not direct from Florida. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria has been researching it and tentatively assigns it to Almaty, Kazakhstan. Hurricane Irene affected many AM and FM stations along the East Coast. Some of them knocked off the air for a while. Some of them simulcasting TV stations in order to get some news on their normally newsless channels. And some managed to stay on the air, offering a great public service, such as in Vermont, WDEV 550. In fact, they were probably running their daytime facilities at night, as they were totally entitled to because of the emergency, allowing them to be heard further afield than usual by DX listeners. And John Filiozzi found an excellent interview with the people at WDEV on Democracy Now! August 30th. By the way, I meant to credit the first news about KXEL 1540 being off the air to Tom Nyberg in Iowa. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued August 30th. ANKNC is peaking at 10 and 3 September 3rd, 12 and 3 on September 12th. Solar flux dropping from 95 September 5th to 85 on the 8th and 9th, back up to a peak of 105 September 18th to 22nd. Go beyond this tip of the iceberg by reading DX Listening Digest 1135 via worldofradio.org. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio 1580.